So we're continuing today in Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, Chapter 3, the third Mishnah, the ninth Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said, "Kol sheyiras chet o kodemes l'chachmoso, chachmoso miskayemes. Anyone whose fear of sin precedes his wisdom will endure or is upheld. V'chol shechachmoso kodemes liras chet o. However, whoever whose wisdom precedes his fear of sin, ein chachmoso miskayemes. His wisdom will not endure." Who are you, Omer? Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa also used to say, "Kol shema'asa merubim mechachmaso." Any person whose actions exceed his wisdom, chachmaso miskayames, his wisdom endures. The kol shechachmaso merubim me'masov ein chachmaso miskayames. But anyone whose wisdom exceeds his actions, ultimately his wisdom will not endure. So the Rabbeinu Yonah explains this Mishnah very beautifully. Let's take a look first at the first part, right? Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is saying, anyone whose fear of sin precedes his wisdom will endure. And the converse, right? The converse, which is if his wisdom precedes his fear of sin, his wisdom will not endure. The Rabbeinu Yonah explains very beautifully. He says, at the end of the day, why does a person acquire wisdom? So a person could acquire wisdom, could acquire chachma for chachma's sake. Okay, that's very nice. Or a person could go ahead and acquire wisdom because the more I know, the more I have the ability to be proficient in my relationship with Hashem. And that's what Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is saying. If the motivation for the acquisition of wisdom is the furtherance of my relationship with Hashem, then ultimately my wisdom will endure. That's what it means. If yiras chet, if my fear of sin, which represents the cultivation of a relationship with Hashem, if that's the motivation, if that precedes the acquisition of wisdom, then my wisdom will endure. But conversely, if I'm just acquiring wisdom for wisdom's sake, and really that's what takes precedence over our relationship with Hashem, then you may try to acquire wisdom, but at the end of the day, the wisdom will not endure. The second part of the Mishnah, whoever's actions are more than his chachma, wisdom, his wisdom will endure. But if his chachma is more than his actions, then his wisdom will not endure. And here the Rabbeinu Yonah explains so beautifully as well. He says something amazing. He says that it's a similar idea. He writes, Shebizman shemasov shaadam merub mechachmaso nimseis ta'avasa l'chachma gedol mechachmaso v'nimse ki b'chol yom v'yom mosif chachma chachmaso. What does it mean when a person's actions are greater than his wisdom? What is that statement? Kol shemasa merub, in other words, actions exceed his wisdom. Once again, why do I want wisdom? So again, some people would acquire wisdom for the sake of acquiring wisdom. But the truth is, the Jew acquires wisdom. Why? So that I know actionally what to do in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it means. If my actions exceed my wisdom, which means if at the end of the day, my entire goal when it comes to wisdom is not just to be a chacham, not just to be smart, but I want to know what to do and I want to know how to do it. So if I have an actional motivator, the reason I do the things I do in life, the reason I acquire wisdom is because I want to be proficient in my relationship with Hashem, then chachmasa miskayenes. Once again, the wisdom will endure. But conversely, if my wisdom is more than my actions, which once again means that I just want to acquire wisdom for wisdom's sake, but I'm not using it to inform or to shape the way that I live, then at the end of the day, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa says, the wisdom will not endure. So what Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa essentially is really highlighting for us is something really profound, which is the pursuit of wisdom is incredibly important. But the shaila is, why do we pursue it? So what's my goal? My goal at the end of the day is I want to pursue chachma. I want to pursue wisdom because number one, I want it to further my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And number two, but it's not really number two, it's also number one, is because I want to know what it is that I need to do in the cultivation and furtherance of that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the motivator for the acquisition of wisdom, to further my relationship with Hashem, to inform me actionally what I need to do to cultivate that relationship, then ultimately, again, the wisdom will indeed endure. All right, we'll stop over here. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.